Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. I want to sort of go into the weekend, which is more cultural, a little bit religious, with more or less a similar message of making sure that we take care of our family and our friends and do the weekends the way they should be done. So what happened, what framed the weekend, got a call from Nilda Comas, the Puerto Rican sculptor. As, she's been on this program a couple of times, and we talked about her main passion for when I got to know her was a monument for peace with Pablo Casals, which she wants to install in the Parque Muñoz Rivera. And but in the meantime, as this park hopefully will be turned over to the municipality of San Juan, and we'll be able to kind of get it redone, which has been lingering. In the meantime, she got a commission, two of them. One was the municipality of San Juan, a bus for Pablo Casals, which she's finished and will be unveiled, inaugurated, hopefully at the Carnegie Library. It should be turned into the Pablo Casals Museum. And that's going to be the 25th of September, God willing. That's the plan. And then she got a commission with a group in the Ciudadela, Nick Prouty and Sumasa family of Sumasa, and they wanted in the park, Santurce Park, which I had not been into, I had not really even looked at. I went by, you go by it, but the entrance is behind Ciudadela, and you can park there in Ciudadela, and it's a beautiful park, just so well maintained. During the day there, they have a booth with the guard, and she gets on a little, rides around, and so it's well maintained. It's very secure, and tons of people walking around. Even, and this was like 2:30 or so, and the 3 p.m. It was hot. With Nilda Comas, and we were going to meet with Nick Prouty, but he was hospitalized and had excused himself. So we met with the Sumasa family, the Fernando Sumasa, and looked at where, because the commission what she's putting together, finalizing, is a brand statue of San Mateo de Cangrejos. And the story of San Mateo de Cangrejos is fascinating. There's the church, San Mateo Church, and in the 18th century, that particular area was by the people who lived there were former slaves who had come from other areas in the Caribbean, and they were very patriotic and had one of the main, fought against the English. And some people say that if it weren't for them, we would be speaking English and we wouldn't be a Spanish country. But anyway, we were looking at where this particular sculpture will be installed and how it will be installed, etc. And Nilda brought a magazine, Sculpture Quarterly. And she's on the front, cover, and has an article inside the sculptor studio. Nilda Comas, born a sculptor, and it's interesting the title, born a sculptor, because as you read the article, her father thought that she would be a sculptor, and suggested she go to Spain and all and deal more, but she decided to do a more broad, more into the painting, and went to Houston, and there went. But at 40 years old, by coincidence, the sculptor Lucchesi, got to know and went to her home and saw what the sculpting the sculptures that she'd been doing, which she wasn't doing professionally at that moment, just as a hobby, and said, you know, what are you doing selling real estate? You know, you should be a sculptor. And Bruno Lucchesi is his name. And basically talked her, and this was in April, basically talked her the next couple of months to drop everything and to move to Italy and put her in contact with some critical person in Italy and all. Now I knew that she ended up in New England and said, you know, fly to Pisa and go to Pietrasanta and, you know, take a, when you get out, you know, the train, you know, take a right and you're going to run into Ivano at Albergo Italia, you know. And so anyway, I know a lot of story had, but what kind of surprised me is that, you know, she was 40 years old when this completely change in her life takes place. And she becomes a full-time, and then she, another person that, she also by kind of little happenstance, but you know, you have to be, once you have the chance of meeting a particular person, first of all, you have to say, yes, you want to meet them. And second of all, you have to have sufficient confidence in yourself and passion for what you're interested in to ask questions. And so another particular person was Joseph Sheppard, who basically, she asked how, you know, to make a living out of your passion, out of your art. And those two people both Lucchesi and Sheppard have been really critical mentors for Anita. But she basically starts this new world. And right now, you know, is doing fantastic. And so we had that great meeting, and so that particular sculpture is going to be inaugurated on September 21, which is an incredible day because it's the United Nations Day of Peace, and we at Rotary have been celebrating that. So they're trying to figure out what kind of activities and all going to be partly fundraising, and you know, one of the ideas maybe is for the San Mateo Church that needs some help. So September 21 is the day, and Nila convinced me to go to the ending concert for Pablo Casals festival, and which I did, and the final piece, you know, was a new work by the Puerto Rican Roberto Sierra. Incidentally, I just see it. He was born in 1953, which is exactly the same year that Nida Comas was born. As I opened the Festival Casals, brochure, there this appears. So he put this work called Requiem Isleño, Island Requiem, and it was, you know, besides six, it was in six parts, very powerful with the choral and with the two female and a male singer, baritone and all. They had an interview with him before the piece, and another nice moment is somebody who's been over 35 years, a trumpet player was retiring. So it had some nice human aspects to this concert, and it was a powerful piece. And at the end, he says, I'm reading here, he says, the Requiem Isleño was composed to contemplate the past, to mourn the many tragedies our island has endured in recent decades, and to offer a prayer of hope, which finds its expression in the final text, Libérame, you know, set me free. And the text is in the singing in Spanish and Latin combined, and then there's the person who did the text, I don't know if she's I don't know if she's related. It was Virginia Sierra, so has the same last name. I gotta check that out. But She says in her explanation of the text, which she combines Spanish and Latin, is, I give voice to the hope of salvation and persistent plea for forgiveness and the promise of repentance. And one of the things that he says inspired his Requiem was the Francisco Oller painting, El Velorio, The Wake, which, you know, is the one of the more famous paintings that we have in Puerto Rican, you know, art the world. So anyway, my reflections, I have said before, because I when it comes to classical music, I love all aspects, you know, chamber music and soloists and you know, the symphony and all. I have not been able to really appreciate. I know, I appreciate in a sense. I realize how beautiful it can be, but opera and all, I have problems. And I think one of the things I was talking with Nilda is that if we were able to follow what was being sung, it would help an awful lot. And so you're just getting the vibes, you know, of the music and the singing, and all, and it's powerful and it's moving. But I would enjoy more, and it happens in the Metropolitan, you know, they you have the text of what's being, you know, sung and all. So I do miss that. That's a reflection on that. But it was a good weekend, and you know, the sermon, that wasn't the sermon. There was in our parish, in the bulletin. There's about normally 3 to 4, sometimes 5 articles that Padre Danilo puts in, and he has one called El Nuevo Domingo, and basically it says that Sundays are being changed, some of us, or what we should be doing is maybe should be much more spiritual, should be much more dealing with our family, working with our family and with our friends, and with activities that are uplifting. And I think that's what happened this weekend, and all. The Tuesday, we in San Juan Rotary, we have every second Tuesday of each month, we call it a social night. This time I've been doing the organization of the speakers and of those activities on Tuesday night. Most of our meetings are on Tuesdays for lunch. And this one, we decided to give out the donations that we had raised, the money we had raised at the St. Patrick's Day celebration at the Ocean Club in San Patricio, Hogar Buen Pastor, and Fundación Stefano, and Colegio San Juan Bosco. As always, it was a nice social activity. We gave the donations to the three entities, and then they had a great talk by a member of Invest Puerto Rico. We'll go into that next week. I want to end because I mentioned, you know, the and I'm not going to be able to go into the detail I wanted, but the articles on you know, the dealing with our brain. There was this was the 7th of June, and there was another one, Seis Pilares, MCS, and I went over, you know, the steps, and they're all exactly on SHIELD, you know, sleep, handling stress, interactive, you know, family and spiritual and all, exercise, learning, and diet. It keeps on, you know, coming forward with that great acronym, and with those three things that we are, and you know, the thing is, there's so much I have with respect to the people I was going to talk about, and I'm not going to have time because I just see I only have a minute left. Some days I'm able to sort of square what I want to cover, and some days I'm not. And so I'm going to basically end, you know, with this statement by Nuevo Día by Meryl Streep. El talento es un regalo, pero el éxito se logra con trabajo duro y dedicación. And talent is a gift, but success is achieved with hard work and dedication. And I'm going to get next week, I'm going to go into some of the people that I was going to, and they're 93-year-olds and late, very late 80s, how that particular theme that came out, this was the 7th of June, the same day as this these articles on dealing with the brain, how these people exemplify, how that takes place, going into, 93 years old, and Cecilia Calderón was my wife's aunt, and there's a lady that was an article on it, Carlota Alfaro. There's about four, so we'll go into that next week. But in the meantime, I've run out of time. I wish you the best. Be hard, work hard, be dedicated. Take care of yourself. We'll be back next week.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge González, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.